بسم الله
بسم الله
الحمد لله
الحمد لله
والصلاة
والصلاة
والسلام
سلام
على
رسول الله
أما بعد
أما بعد
and we are sick, huh? Are you sick, huh? How do you guys feel today?
We feel sick.
We feel sick, huh? Okay, we have to learn some things about when we feel sick and what we should do, right?
We could put our hands on our mouth.
You could put your hand on your mouth if you're going to sneeze all over the place. Let's talk about this. If you sneeze, what do you say when you sneeze? Who knows? Alhamdulillah. All right, everybody say it with me. Well, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. I know you know Ottawa, but let's say it together. When we sneeze, we say Alhamdulillah.
We say Alhamdulillah.
Other people say
Alhamdulillah.
Say it with me first. Other people say what is it, Ottawa? Yarhamukallah. Everybody say it with me. Yarhamukallah.
Yarhamukallah.
Say it with me, Zainab. Yarhamukallah.
Try it.
Yarhamukallah. Good job, Zainab. That means, may Allah have mercy on you. May Allah have mercy on you. And what do we say when we say Alhamdulillah after sneezing and then someone says Yarhamukallah? We say Yahdikumullah.
Yahdikumullah.
Again, Yahdikumullah.
Yahdikumullah.
Wa yuslihu.
Wa yuslihu.
Balakum.
Balakum.
Ahsant, one more time. Yahdikumullah.
Yahdikumullah.
وَيُصْلِحُ
وَيُصْلِحُ
بَالَكُمْ
بَالَكُمْ
Oh, very good. Now we know how to sneeze and how to praise Allah when we sneeze. Don't play with that, Zainab. No, thank you. All right. Now, some other things when we're sick. Who is the only one who can cure us and make us better? Do you know? Allah, ahsant, ya Arwa, Allah. Everybody say it with me. Allah is the one who heals us.
Allah is the one who heals us.
Nobody else heals us.
Nobody else heals us.
Right. Doctors know medicine.
Doctors know medicine.
But only Allah heals us.
Only Allah.
Very good. One of Allah's names, you know, Allah has many names like Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the one whose mercy covers everything. And he has a name that's something very special for us right now. Do you know what that name is? His name is Ash-Shafi. Ash-Shafi. It means the one who heals you. The one who cures you when you're sick. The one who heals you when you're feeling bad. What's Allah's name? Say it with me. Allah is Ash-Shafi.
Allah is Ash-Shafi.
Now, since Allah is Ash-Shafi, He's the one who can heal us, then what should we do when we're sick? What? Allah can cure us. Okay, Allah can cure us. And He is Ash-Shafi. And we are sick. And we need Allah's help. So what do we do?
Allah.
Oh, Allah?
Yes.
Very good, Zainab. We say, oh, Allah. We start asking Allah. Allah loves to be asked. Say it with me. Allah loves to be asked.
Allah loves.
When we're sick,
when we're sick.
Say it with me, when we're sick,
when we're sick,
We ask Allah to heal us.
We ask Allah to heal us.
Do you want to learn a way that we can ask Allah to heal us? Asking by his name, Shafi? Let's try it. Ready? Allahumma.
Allahumma.
That means, oh Allah. Again, Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Rabbanas.
Rabbanas.
The Lord of the people. Rabbanas.
Rabbanas.
Who are we calling on? We're calling on Allah, the Lord of the people. Allahumma Rabbanas.
Allahumma Rabbanas.
Allahumma Rabbanas.
Allahumma
Rabbanas.
Rabbanas.
Adhib.
Adhib.
Al-Ba's.
Al-Ba's.
Make the problem go away. That's what adhib. Make it go away. Adhib al-ba's. Washfini.
Washfini.
Washfini means, oh Allah, heal me. Allah, heal me. Say it again. Washfini.
Washfini.
Wa anta shafi.
Wa anta shafi.
And you are a shafi. Uh-oh, I guess I feel something coming. Alhamdulillah. Very good, Arwa. Yahdikum Allah wa yuslihu balakum. All right. I said we were making dua, and we said, Allahumma Rabbanas adhibil ba's washfini wa anta shafi. Say it with me. Wa anta shafi.
Wa anta shafi.
La shifa'a.
La shifa'a.
There's nobody who can heal us. There is no healing. Illa shifa'uk.
Illa shifa'uk.
The only healing that can happen is from Allah. There's no healing except your healing, O Allah. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. Shifa'an.
Shifa'an.
La yugadiru.
La yugadiru.
Saqoman.
Saqoman.
All right. Saqoman.
Saqoman.
Very good. Shifa'an. La yugadiru.
La yugadiru.
La yugadiru.
La yugadiru.
Ahsant, Arwa. Saqman.
Saqman.
Very good. A healing, the kind of healing we're asking Allah for, is the kind that doesn't leave behind any illness. It's a complete and total healing. That's the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ahsantum. That's what he used to say when he was sick or when his family members were sick. He would use this dua to call on Ash-Shafi. I have a question for you. Umama, who is Ash-Shafi? Ahsant. I have another question for you, Zainab. Who heals us when we are sick?
Allah.
Allah, Arwa, and who else?
Allah.
Allah only. Good job, Arwa. Okay. Does a doctor know medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Does a doctor heal us, Umama?
No.
No. Okay. Who heals us, Zainab?
Allah.
Allah, ahsant. Very good. What do we say? Let me see. We say, when we sneeze, we say Bismillah or we say Alhamdulillah. Which one, Arwa?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Good job. And after someone sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, Zainab, do we say Yahdikum Allah or Yarhamuk Allah?
Yarhamuk.
Ahsant, ya Zainab, Yarhamuk Allah. Very good. Okay. Now, do you know that some people think when you're sick, it's really bad and they feel so horrible and they're in pain and they feel like, you know, they don't feel very well and they want to say bad things. Do Muslims talk like that?
No.
No. We should say, Alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us something very special about being sick. Zainab, did you know that when you're sick, your sins, your bad deeds, the bad things you did, they're going away. It's a purification. It cleans you up. You did some bad things, and Allah is purifying you. Allah is cleaning you up from some bad things that you did. So we should say when we get sick, Alhamdulillah, it's a chance for Allah to forgive some of our sins. Good job, Zainab. A chance for Allah to forgive some of our sins without us really doing anything, except that we have to be patient. We have to ask Allah to heal us. We have to be happy with the qadr of Allah, that Allah is the one who allowed us to get sick. We have to be patient with that. And we have to hope for healing only from
Allah.
Very good. With all of that, and we don't behave badly, and we don't stop praying, and we don't stop being Muslims when we're sick, and we don't say, forget everything, I'm too sick to do anything. No, we still pray at the right times. But if we're fasting, like it's Ramadan, did you know that we don't have to fast? If we're sick in Ramadan, we don't have to fast. We can make those days up after Ramadan is over. All right, so we've got today being sick. Zainab, is being sick a bad thing? Very good. Being sick is not really a bad thing. It's something to make you stronger, something to make you a better Muslim, something to make you healthier after you're done being sick. And do you guys know what I have for you right now? Some nice, cold, cream caramel treats that will feel so nice on your throat, inshallah. What are we going to say just before we put our spoons right into that cream caramel? Inshallah, what are we going to say? Alhamdulillah or Bismillah, Umama?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. And which hand are we going to eat with? Are we the right hand or the left hand?
The right hand.
Ahsant. And then after we eat, Zainab, are we going to say Bismillah or Alhamdulillah?
Bismillah.
No, after we eat, are we going to say Bismillah or Alhamdulillah?
We could say Bismillah.
We can say Bismillah when, Umama? Before or after we eat? When do we say Bismillah? Before or after we eat?
After.
Arwa, when do we say Bismillah? Before we eat or after we eat?
Before we eat.
Santia, Arwa. Zainab, when do we say Bismillah? Before we eat or after we eat?
Before we eat.
Zainab. So then what do we say after we eat? Bismillah or Alhamdulillah?
Bismillah.
Zainab, we say Bismillah. Before we eat or after we eat?
Before we eat.
Good job. So then what do we say after we eat? Bismillah or Alhamdulillah?
Bismillah.
Zainab, you just told me that we say Bismillah before we eat. And now I'm looking for what we say after we eat. Now one more time, Zainab. Do we say Bismillah after we eat or Alhamdulillah? Zainab, Umama, can you help us here? After we eat, do we say Bismillah or do we say Alhamdulillah?
Alhamdulillah.
All right, Arwa, what do we say? Bismillah or Alhamdulillah after we eat?
Bismillah.
Arwa, after we eat, what do we say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right, back to you, Zainab. Here's your last chance.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. I was going to say I'm going to eat your cream caramel if you don't get it right this time. All right. That's all we're going to do today. Let's say Allahu a'lam.
Allahu a'lam.
Wassalamu alaykum.
Wassalamu alaykum.
Hold on.